Welcome to Capital Arguments again for the 25th of July, 2022. This is a quick show where we remember Capital Arguments columns from times gone by. I'm your host, Jim Thompson. This show is exclusively sponsored by C.R. Meyer of Oshkosh, Wisconsin. C.R. Meyer can be reached at crmeyer.com, that's crmeyer.com, or by calling them at 800-236-6650. Now for today's column. Today's column is titled Check Your Codes and is from February of 2022. Back when I started working in engineering and construction, we largely ignored codes, for most states considered what we were doing as process work and assumed we knew more about the proper design than they did. No more. Keep in mind, back in the year I started doing this sort of work, OSHA and the EPA were brand new, 1970. It was 2 years before OSHA had their act together enough to even visit the sites where I was working. Once OSHA and the EPA showed up, their surveillance has never slowed down. But there is more to codes than just OSHA and the EPA. The ensuing 52 years have seen a proliferation of codes and legal specifications. I have seen some projects in poorer cities where the opportunity for code inspection has been an opportunity to collect more money. On one new paper mill project, for instance, the city charged $750,000 just to approve the process piping drawings. In the meantime, their efforts slowed the project down as we waited for their blessing. Recently, I've seen cases where a foreign engineering company not familiar with local domestic codes missed some items. I've gotten to the point that I'm advising my clients to hire an independent code check, preferably before they go to their board for approvals. The cost of compliance can be significant. Thanks for listening to our show. Remember, for all your construction needs, call C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650.
Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Now, make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.